Ya Ali Madad, Al-Wise, Rai Abu Ali Mishnari, Wise number 602.
Ya Ali Madad, 7th of September, year 2001. My seminar in Lions Gate Jamaat Khana Hall on the subject of life in paradise. Before I start, I expected a large number of youngsters. But then I remembered one hadith. Nabi Kareem said, in paradise, all will go, they will be young people. But that does not mean old people will not go, but they will go with a young body. Maulana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah, one day he came to a gathering about 60,000 Ismailis, and that was in 1946, a few days before the Diamond Jubilee of Imam. That was, the Diamond Jubilee date was March 10, 1946. As soon as he sat in his chair, he told Hasan Ali Nandiwala to give my duashis. And he gave. Hazrat Maulana Dhani Salamudatar, Farmainta, Khanawada. I'm repeating after 54 years. Then he said, Rasulullah has said, no old person will go to paradise. And in 60,000 people, kidhar gaya ye? All the old people, they put their heads down. And he repeated second time, Rasulullah said, no old people will go to paradise. Please reduce little volume. Then he said, it means all people, young or old, when they will enter paradise, they will be young people. Then all became happy. Tonight, my subject is life in paradise. But actually, it is paradise in life. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, I will give you who are my banda, servants, two gardens. Main do jannatein dunga. Apne bandon ko do jannatein dunga. To do jannatein kaun si? One jannat here in this life. And the second jannat afterlife. Tonight I'm talking about this jannat here during the lifetime. Life in paradise. That is paradise in your life. I give you a very sad story to understand what is paradise in life. I had a very close friend in Dar es Salaam, and the whole story is 100% true. That friend of mine, very dedicated, bahut acha moment tha. Zahiri Batuni, dono tarike se, he was a good man. Large family. Uska bada ladka, नैरोबी चला गया। नैरोबी उसकी शादी हो गई। And fortunately, he had a very good devoted wife. कभी कभी इसकी दारुसलाम से उसकी माँ भी उधर चली जा रहे। दो बच्चे हुए, अच्छी कंपनी में अकाउंटेंट का काम था, इज्जत थी, अच्छा घर था, आमदनी अच्छी थी, दो बच्चे खूबसूरत। डेली ही वुड कम फ्रॉम हिज ऑफिस अराउंड अबाउट 5 or 5:15, हैव ए लिटिल सपर, प्ले विद द चिल्ड्रन, गेट रेडी एंड गो टू जमात खाना एवरी डे। फॉर मेनी मेनी ईयर्स दिस रूटीन लास्टेड। कोई गम नहीं था, कोई तकलीफ नहीं थी, मियां बीवी में मोहब्बत थी। शाम हो गए तो बच्चे इंतजार करे, अभी डैडी आएगा, डैडी आवे, खाएं पिए, जमात खाने जावे, कभी कभी बाहर जावे। एक दिन ऑफिस के अंदर एक कोई गोवन लड़की आ गई, टाइपिस्ट थी। कुछ दिनों के बाद, मैं उसकी सारी डिटेल्स देने जाऊंगा तो बहुत लंबी स्टोरी हो जाएगी, आप इमेजिन कर सकोगे। ऑफिस में रहते हैं, इंट्रोडक्शन वॉज इनएविटेबल। दोस्ती बढ़ती गई, बढ़ती गई, बढ़ती गई। एक दिन उस लड़की ने इसको कॉफी पिलाने के लिए करीब के रेस्टोरेंट में इनवाइट किया। रिलेक्टेंटली ही एक्सेप्टेड। घर पहुंचा तो आधा घंटा लेट हो गया, बच्चे इंतजार कर रहे हैं, बीवी इंतजार कर रही है। चलो, 4-5 दिन के बाद फिर इस किस्म का कुछ हुआ के घर लेट आया। द फ्रेंडशिप बिकेम थिकर एंड थिकर एंड थिकर एंड वन डे शी वॉन्टेड सम मनी। कुछ इसने मनी की मदद की है। यह मामला एक बरस तक चला, 1 year, और अंजाम यह आया कि इसने 10,000 शिलिंग उधर से बैंक में से उठाए विदाउट एनी परमिशन फ्रॉम द मैनेजर। पता लगा इसको निकाल दिया नौकरी से, जेल मिली। अब क्या हाल इस फैमिली का, शाम को रोज आ जावे, बच्चे मिले, खाएं पिए, जमात करने जाएं, घूमे फिरे। एक लड़की बीच में आ गई, उसने ऐसा कर दिया कि 10,000 का कर्जा हुआ, जेल में गया। एक तरफ जन्नत है, एक तरफ दोजख है। ये जेल में चला गया, बच्चे भिखारी हो गए। ये मेरा आज के लेक्चर का एम है। लाइफ इन पैराडाइज और पैराडाइज इन लाइफ। हमारी जो जिंदगी है, अवर लाइव्स आर फुल ऑफ दीज टू थिंग्स। वी हैव पैराडाइज ऑल्सो इन अस, वी हैव हेल ऑल्सो इन अस। वो चीज दिल में शांति है, सुख है, ट्रैंक्विलिटी है, सेटिस्फेक्शन है, कंटेंटमेंट है, और सफिशिएंट मेंटेनेंस और जो कुछ भी खुदा ताला ने दिया है काफी है. व्हाट ए मैन नीड्स, ए रूफ, बेड्स, ए लिटिल कार, फ्यू डॉलर्स इन द पॉकेट एंड फ्यू इन द बैंक, नो डेट, नो क्रेडिटर्स, गुड हेल्थ, some respect in the social society, isn't it paradise? And the, on the other side, there may be millions in bank, but those millions are not stable. So many other eventualities are there. Man doesn't get rest. He's always under pressure and stress about the management of his finances. There is no peace of mind. And when he comes to home, he has no time to show his affection and love to the family. It's a hell. Pir Hasan Kabirdin wrote a Ginan, and he says that dozakh ghat andar kuan aganda, hell is full of fire. If we read Quran and other scriptures, dozakh kya hai, aag hi aag hai. Aag ka matlab ke dil ke andar aag ki jalan hoti hai, aisa insaan ki jalan hoti hai. He is burning inside. और अल्लाह ताला कुरान में फरमाता है कि धुएं बगैर की आग, देयर इज नो स्मोक बट द बर्निंग सेंसेशन इज देयर. दिल के अंदर आग, रात को चैन नहीं, दिन को चैन नहीं, आराम नहीं. ये दोजख की कंडीशन इंसान के साथ चल रही है. इसके ऑपोजिट जिसके अंदर हैप्पीनेस है, सेटिस्फेक्शन है, अगर मौलाना सुल्तान मोहम्मद शाह ने एक छोटा सा वाकया बयान किया. मौला सज, इट वॉज द टाइम ऑफ ब्रिटिश राज इन इंडिया एंड ही वॉज सिटिंग विद द किंग जॉर्ज फिफ्थ वॉशिंग द डर्बी his horse running. And at that time, the Indian High Commissioner there in London, this matter is before 1936, and at that time the commissioner was Raja Ghazanfar Ali Khan, who became a minister, I think, interior or what, I don't remember, when Pakistan came to being in 1947. So Raja Ghazanfar Ali, he came running. Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah is telling us this small event. Raja Ghazanfar Ali came and he asked, Your Highness, please give me a tip of the horse and I will put my shirt on it. Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah told him, there was a king. He started a story. Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah started telling him a little story in presence of King George V. There was a king. He was very unhappy. And he did not know why he was unhappy. He called a meeting of erudites, elderly people, wise people, and he asked, the royal physician, he declared that physically, Your Majesty, you are perfectly right, all right, but there must be something spiritual. So an old person, he stood, he said, O King, if you get a shirt off a person who is very happy, satisfied, then you will be happy. Okay? he ordered his prime minister to make arrangements, and everywhere he sent his people in the subject. No one said, I'm happy. No one gave him any shirt. He became more unhappy. Then he got a news that there is a mine in the jungle at that particular place in the woods. So Raja told him, go there to Prime Minister. You personally go there. And even up to half of my kingdom, I will just give him if he can give his shirt to me, provided he is not unhappy. The Prime Minister went there. And when he told this story to that Fakir, he laughed. He said, oh Prime Minister, tell your Raja, I have no shirt. So Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah told him, don't go for shirt. Go for spiritual happiness. In this story, see, story ke andar ek catch hai. Catch kya hai? What is happiness? Happiness kehte hai ke jisme koi mohtaji na hove. No demand, no need. Mujhe chai chahiye, aur chai nahi milti, I'm unhappy. Lekin mujhe chai hi nahi chahiye to. Mere ko motor chahiye. Aur agar motor nahi hai, to I'm unhappy. To iska jo matlab ye, why do I need a motor? Happiness comes from inside. The object of paradise is pleasure, comfort, and peace. Isliye, Allah Ta'ala ne Quran Sharif ke andar Arabon ki mentality dekh ke, Arabs of Prophet Muhammad's time, go a little back, just about 50 years before the Holy Prophet, prophethood. He was about 40 then when he declared his prophethood, but go 10 years before he was born. That was the most wretched society on earth. If you read history, you won't believe that these human beings actually, there is one ayat in Quran also. Allah said, they are human beings, but they are animals. That applied at that time. I don't want to give the details of that time, but you can lay your head on any historical book. That was the darkest period. Darkest period of human history, which was prevailing about 100 years before the advent of Islam. Darkest period of human history. And therefore, Allah also, He said, O Prophet, tell these Arabs, you have accepted Islam, but Iman has not yet entered into your hearts. Musliman ban gaye. Lekin Allah kehta hai, Musliman ho gaye ho. Magar Iman nahi aaya. Iman is something different. To jo Allah Ta'ala ne in logo ki conditions dekhe, Quran before Hijra and after Hijra is different. Before Hijra, the time of Mecca, and after Hijra, 10 years of Medina. That revelation in Mecca, if you read it, it's a law and order and some signs and warnings. But after Medina, there is some spirituality. Quran has three sections. One third Quran is law, Shariat. One third Quran contains stories and all the history. And one third Quran is spiritual. There he tells you to think about God, meditate, remember him. The time that these Arabs came into fold of Islam and mercy. So Allah told, tell them, you have only accepted Islam, but Iman has not yet entered. But then, in this portion, which is the one-third last portion, Allah explains to them, if you follow me, I will give you Jannat, paradise. And what they will get in Jannat? Fruit, the best fruit that Arabia could produce, the best fruit that Arabs imagined. And Arabs had very much liking about wives. Before Prophet Muhammad, moneyed people, influential people, they could get 100, 200. And there is in record a person had 600 wives. Now to these people, if Allah says you won't get any wife there, or you will get only one wife, they may not accept. Okay. I will give you 50 huris. 50 hure milengi. Or look at God. Khuda Taala said, unke baal lambe honge, kali moti aankhein hongi, unki khoobsurti aisi hogi ki tumne kabhi zindagi mein dekha na hoga. Now it was a temptation. Lekin Khuda Taala ki hikmatein sorry, Khuda Taala ki hikmatein اور خدا تعالیٰ کی جو فلسفی ہے اس کو سمجھنا ایزی نہیں. اگرچہ حور کو فیمینن جینڈر میں کہا گیا ہے, حور ملے گی, حوریں ملیں گی, فیمینن جینڈر, لیکن حقیقت میں حور کا مطلب نعمت, اے گفٹ, اے فیور. Were not necessarily a woman. نبی کی حدیثوں میں اس کے خلاصے ہیں. ہم کو جب بھی کہا گیا کہ تم کو 50 حوریں دیں گے تو حور کا مطلب کوئی عورت نہیں, لیکن عورت اس لیے کہی گئی کہ نبی کہتے ہیں خدا کی اعلی سے اعلی اتم میں اتم کوئی نعمت, a gift ho sakta hai, that is Iman. If you have Iman, there isn't any greater gift. Lekin Nabi kehte hain, pyar karne wali, khush karne wali, aurat jo hai, wo second darje bhi highest hai. After Iman, a good loving wife, she is the highest gift a man can get from God. اور جنت میں کیا ہے, ان حوروں کی خدمت جنت ہے. اگر کسی آدمی کو ایسی عورت ملے کہ جو اس کو پیار کرے, اس کی خدمت کرے, اس کی سیوا کرے اور پیور ہوئے چیسٹیٹی میں, اور اسی طرح سے اپوزٹ کسی عورت کو ایسا ہسبینڈ ملے کہ وہ پیار کرے, اس کی دیکھ ریکھ رکھے اور وہ بھی ایسا ہی چیسٹ ہوئے, تو کیا یہ جنت نہیں؟ ये जन्नत, ये जन्नत, ऐसी औरत, ऐसा मर्द कि जो चेस्ट हैं, दूसरी जगह नहीं जाते, बदख्यालात नहीं हैं, एक दूसरे को प्यार करते हैं, एक दूसरे का ख्याल करते हैं, वो घर जन्नत वाला घर है, जो आज की दुनिया में इम्पॉसिबल तो नहीं है, लेकिन इट इज नेक्स्ट टू डिफिकल्ट। हमारी जो लाइफ है वो या तो जन्नत बनावे या जहन्नम बनावे। जहन्नम मीन्स हेल। हम अपनी जन्नत बनाने वाले हैं और हम ही अपनी जहन्नम दोज़ख बनाने वाले हैं। मेरे इस लेक्चर के अंदर पैराडाइज इन लाइफ, हमारी यहां की जिंदगी के अंदर, और वो लाइफ के जो हम इधर इस तरह गुजारते हैं कि वी आर लिविंग लाइक इन पैराडाइज, इट इज रियल पैराडाइज, आवर लाइफ इन पैराडाइज ऑन दिस अर्थ। और यहां अल्लाह ताला कहता है कि वो आदमी जो इस दुनिया के अंदर अंधा है, वन हु इज ब्लाइंड हियर इन दिस लाइफ, ही विल बी ब्लाइंड इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ। इट डजंट मीन दैट गॉड इज कर्सिंग दोज physically blind people, no, because he explains it, blind inside, the self is blind, inner eye is blind, he doesn't understand or see the evil, so that person, he will be blind there too. यहां अपनी जिंदगी में जन्नत बनाओ, यू विल गेट जन्नत देयर। जिसकी जिंदगी इधर जहन्नम में है, ही विल नॉट बी इन पीस आफ्टर लाइफ। और सिर्फ डिमांड करना कि मेरी औरत अच्छी हो जावे, भाई तुम पहले खुद अच्छे बनो, खुद अच्छे बनो, सामने को अच्छा बनाने से पहले खुद अच्छे बनो। मैं आज इधर कनाडा के अंदर 82 और 2001 19 ईयर्स मुझे हुए, लेकिन मैं इसके पहले कनाडा आया करता था। मेरी पहली ट्रिप अमेरिका कनाडा की 1963 में हुई, मैं कुछ रिपोर्ट लेने के लिए आया था 1963। और ये जो इधर इमाम ने हमारी जमात बना दी है, दिस प्रोग्राम वॉज स्टार्टेड बाय इमाम हसन अली शाह। इट इज आउट ऑफ माय टॉपिक। तो कहने का मेरा मकसद ये था कि वी पीपल, वी वॉन्ट पीस, पैराडाइज इन लाइफ, हाउ टू क्रिएट इट। Be good, don't tell others to be good. The thing will be automatically adjusted. Mahatma Buddha, Buddha. Many years ago I gave this little historical anecdote from the life of Buddha in my voice. A woman came to Buddha. When he came out of his samadhi, so he asked, "Yes, my daughter." With folded hand, she requested, "Baba, I'm in trouble. My husband is very angry. And whenever he comes home, a terror has come in him. Please help me. Give me a mantra so that I may get peace and rest in family." Mahatma Buddha, he rose on his feet, went in his kutia, that small hut, brought a betel nut, supari. He gave her, my daughter, when your husband comes, when he is angry, you envisage any trouble, put this in your mouth. Don't chew it. When everything is settled, keep it again for next use. She became very happy, prostrated in winter. घर जाके एक कबर्ट में उसको अच्छी तरह रख दिया. थोड़े ही दिनों के बाद he was very hungry and angry. As soon as he came home, well, there was bang bang. She ran inside the room, took that sopari in her mouth. Now, because of that sopari, the mouth was closed. She couldn't speak. He was speaking, firing words at her. Everything happened. She was absolutely calm, couldn't speak. When the steam was over, he came near. हाँ, आज क्या बात है, तुम गुस्से नहीं हुई? She became very happy because he came to her. What was the inner gist? He was speaking, she was not speaking. And he calmed down after the steam was over. And she thought it is because of the sopari. But actually the matter is that she was calm, no retaliation. If we take this story into our life, it is always very easy to cool down the hot situation. I tell you, if a person, not millionaire, about millionaire, I was telling to someone recently, it is also in Farman of Sultan Mahmud Shah, he quoted Rasulullah, and it is also in Quran. Allah says, if two servants are equally good people, the rich man will wait at the door of paradise up to 50,000 years before entering paradise. But the poor man will go to paradise immediately. Why that difference? गरीब आदमी जन्नत में पहले जाएगा और पैसे वाला 50,000 बरस के बाद जाएगा. He has to wait there outside. इसलिए गरीब आदमी के ऊपर कोई बोझ नहीं है. But if there is a rich person, he has a responsibility of riches. Allah has given you two loaves, one for you, one for others, those who are needy. Instead of loaf, take it rich. The riches are not for us. It is also for others to share. And if we don't share, Allah will keep us outside the door of paradise for 50,000 years. घर में सुख शांति है, तबीयत अच्छी है, बीमारी नहीं है, बच्चे सुख शांत हैं, सबसे मोहब्बत प्रेम से मिला जाता है, कोई कर्जा नहीं, कोई मांगने की बात नहीं है, क्या ये पैराडाइज नहीं? दिस इज द पैराडाइज ऑन अर्थ इन अवर लाइफ. अल्लाह सेज, आई विल गिव यू टू पैराडाइज, वन इन दिस लाइफ फ्रॉम द अदर लाइफ. एंड दिस लाइफ पैराडाइज, दिस इज माय सब्जेक्ट टुनाइट, टू बिकम गुड, रिमूव. We should remove our own anomalies. हमारी जो खामियां बदियां बुराइयां हैं, एक बात करूं, दर खाने में सात आठ बरस की बात है ये। मैं अपनी गाड़ी से उतरा, मेरी गाड़ी थोड़ी दूर थी, एक मर्सिडीज में से एक आदमी नीचे उतरा और वो जो वॉलंटियर इसको कह रहा था कि यहां पार्क न करो, इसने उसको थप्पड़ मारा। मैंने आंख से देख रहे, झगड़ा काफी हो गया। सिर्फ इस बात के ऊपर मर्सिडीज गाड़ी का इतना प्राइड कि उसके कहने से कि भी तू इधर पार्क न कर, वो वॉलंटियर को थप्पड़ मार दिया। व्हाट इज ईगो। अब ऐसी सिचुएशन वाला आदमी पैराडाइज में नहीं जाएगा। पैराडाइज इज ए प्लेस फॉर गुड पीपल। पैराडाइज इज ए प्लेस ऑफ दोज हु फियर गॉड। पैराडाइज इज ए प्लेस हु लव अदर्स। पैराडाइज इज ए प्लेस फॉर दोज हु टॉलरेट एंड कीप पेशेंट। पैराडाइज, पैराडाइज तो उन लोगों के लिए है जो खुदा के बंदे हैं। सो होल द होल स्ट्रक्चर कम्स टू वन पॉइंट, अवर कैरेक्टर, अवर एथिक्स, अवर एक्शंस, अवर थॉट्स, ये सब चीजें पैराडाइज क्रिएट करती हैं। डॉक्टर इकबाल का एक शेर बहुत अच्छा है, वो कहते हैं कि अमल से जिंदगी बनती है, योर लाइफ इज बिल्ट ऑन एक्शन। अमल से जिंदगी बनती है, जन्नत भी जहन्नम भी। आइदर यू मेक पैराडाइज और यू मेक हेल। ये खाकी इंसान इज फ्रॉम डस्ट, खाकी। ये खाकी अपनी फितरत में न नूरी है न नारी है। एंजल्स हैव कम फ्रॉम नूर एंड जिन फ्रॉम फायर एंड ह्यूमन फ्रॉम डस्ट। सो वी आर नाइदर नूरी नॉर नारी। वी आर नॉट फ्रॉम नूर, वी आर नॉट फ्रॉम फायर, वी आर फ्रॉम डस्ट। And we have the capability and potentiality either to become Nuri or to become Nari. Nari is pertaining to Jahannam, the hell, and Nuri connected with paradise. It is our action, our thought. Jab insaan ke andar ye cheez aa jaati hai, अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ रियालिटी, और अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ रियालिटी में ये एक जरूरी चीज है कि मैं कौन हूं, मैं क्या हूं, कहां से आया हूं, व्हाट विल बी माई एंड। इस किस्म की अंडरस्टैंडिंग से इंसान के दिल में खुदा ताला की रहमत उतरती है। दोस्त पीपल हु सिट इन सेक्लूजन and think about their present life and think about their future and think about their hereafter, then slowly, slowly, slowly they come to realize what is reality. And it is very necessary for us to create paradise in life. Hamari zindagi ke andar hame sochna chahiye. किसी ने हमको जरा कुछ भी क्रिटिसाइज किया, हम बिगड़ गए और दुश्मन बन गए। एक छोटी सी बात में फ्रॉम ए मोल टू ए माउंटेन, ऐसा आदमी सोच नहीं सकता। लेकिन कभी सोचे तो गॉड इज देयर इनसाइड मैन एवरीवेयर, वो अंदर बसता है। अल्लाह ताला सेज इन कुरान, रिमेंबर मी, remembrance will keep you away from evils. खुदा को याद करो। हमारे हजरत इमाम ने बहुत दफा यह फरमान किया है, during the daytime, while you are walking or while you are driving or whatever you are doing, you remember, say Allah, say Muhammad, say Ali. Remember in any way. In one of these farmans he says, take name of any imam. Remember. The objective is to remember God and keep our bad thoughts, evil thoughts, away from that evil and attached to God. Or aista aista, hamare dil ke andar sukh shanti paida hogi. Peace of mind. Allah says, there are three levels of human self. Nafs-e-ammara, nafs-e-lawwama, and nafs-e-mutmaina. Nafs-e-ammara, our lowest mind, eating, drinking, getting pleasure, rightly or wrongly, just only for the need of 1 pound of meat, just for 1 pound of meat, people of the Rasulullah's time, they just used to get a sharp knife and cut from the side of the cow or bull, just for 1 pound of meat. And that fellow, that cow or bull, falls down and after some time may die even. But what is the cruelty? For self, 1 pound of meat, such a cruelty was happening. Now this man that Allah says, he's a human being, but he's animal. Such is the condition of humanity. Another thing here I want to say, to create peace and happiness in mind, it is very necessary that we shun bad deeds. So Allah says, nafs-e-ammara, and the second self stage is nafs-e-lawwama, where he is working with his mental condition. He is a loving person, a friend, affectionate, compassionate, merciful, kind. This is nafs-e-lawwama. And it is higher than nafs-e-ammara. But the third stage, Allah says, is that person who has a satisfied soul. Satisfied. If he gets anything, he thanks. If he doesn't get anything, he doesn't complain. Aage to rozi, nahi to roza. Aisa sa dhyan mere shah so dharna, that is prishamus. If you get anything, thank him. If you don't get anything, don't complain. He knows he will give you. So this condition is difficult for us, particularly in this time, the time 2001 and the whole century that we are passing. I have been telling Jamaats for many years, I'm repeating again here. This century is a very bad century. This century is the darkest century of the present human history. This century will bring nothing but worries, upset mind and lives, all evil all around. This century is a century of destruction of humanity. Next 100 years will bring more and more and more trouble, worries, stress, fear, ills of every kind. Physical and also mental. So in this present century, we being Ismailis, having Maulana Hazrat Imam with us, we should be better than all the rest of humanity. And it is not still impossible. It is possible to create paradise in your life. It is possible. Alhamdulillah, I have seen many Ismailis throughout my life. By grace of Mawla Baba, I have traveled, I have seen 123 countries. I have met thousands of people, Ismailis, non-Ismailis. And there is a kind of little happiness that in our jamaats throughout, somewhere few, somewhere more, but in our jamaats there are people amongst us. Who are really people with paradise. They live in paradise. We have such people who are very much close to Mawla Baba. And as our Imam says that there are 313 Momin on this earth. And then he says these Mominis are so powerful that if they meet five and they decide to break this earth and heaven, they can create new one. Such is the power, spiritual power of these 313 Mominin. But they are never together. What I want to say that in our Jamaat, we have such people. Very few. And because of their dua, their bandagi, which is for the whole Jamaat of the world, we get benefit of their ibadat bandagi. And to us, Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah also has ordered that because we have been given birth in this tariqah, in this faith, Ismaili faith, and because Imam has been given to you as your father and mother, you must think and say, Imam Sultan Shah said, 40 danas of Pir Shah every day in thanking of Mawla Baba that he has given us birth in this Ismaili mazhab. So those people who are advanced people, who are close to Mawla Baba in our jamaats throughout the world, we thank them also. It is their dua bandagi that we are getting the benefit. But what I wanted to say, that it is possible to create paradise in our lives here. Hum apni zindagi ko jannat mein zindagi banaye is jagah, yani ke ho sakta hai, mumkin hai, possible hai. Hamare amal acche hone chahiye, hamara behavior acha hona chahiye, hamari habits achhi honi chahiye. Hamare andar sirf itna hi nahi ki hamare andar rehm daya ho, lekin hamari body ke jo hilchal hai, movements of our body, like etiquette and manners, are also considered. Rasool e Kareem ek dafa khana kha rahe the, kuch log aaju baaju mein baithe, there was a big tray inside. So the person opposite, he observed that there was too much meat before Rasulullah. Now the host was serving and he was favoring Rasulullah more than others, obvious. But this brute, He stretched his head and took some meat from in front of the Rasulullah. So Nabi said, don't do that. I'm not eating this so much, but it's a bad habit, it's bad manner. Eat from immediate front of you. So these little things also, a person in the mosque, Nabi Sahib was giving lecture, wise, and he blew his nose. Now this dirty thing, he simply rubbed on the floor of the mosque. Nabi Sahib became very angry. He said, what is it? You are a human being, not animal. Take a paper or some cloth and there you slowly blow your nose. These are very small things but carry great effect on a man's life and particularly the spiritual side. Our manners, our behavior, our habits, our ethics, our thinking, all count. And this is the way to create paradise in our life. Alhamdulillah, as I told you, in our Jamaat, there are people of this category, high category. Matlab ki hamari Jamaat ke andar imam ki hazri honne ki wajah se, hamari Jamaat mein aise log hain. Aur alhamdulillah, ye wo log dusri qaum se zyada achhe hain. लेकिन साथ साथ हमारी जमात में ऐसे लोग भी हैं जो मेजॉरिटी में हैं कि दूसरी कौम अच्छी है हमारे इस्माइलियों से. अगर हमने किसी से उधार लिया है तो वापस देने की नीयत ही नहीं. अगर किसी का हमने बुरा देखा है तो उसको चारों सब जगह हम उसको ब्रॉडकास्ट करते हैं. ए तूने सुना, वो पकड़ा गया, वो जेल में गया, भाई इससे क्या होता है. हमारे मजहब में एक और चीज है, बैकबाइटिंग. हमारे पीरों ने, हमारे इमामों ने और अल्लाह ने कुरान शरीफ के अंदर इसको बहुत छोड़ा है. अल्लाह सेज बैकबाइटिंग इज लाइक ईटिंग द फ्लैश ऑफ डेड ब्रदर. तुम्हारा भाई अस्तग़फ़िरुल्लाह मर गया है, उसकी लाश का गोश्त खाओ. ऐसा हम बैक बाइटिंग करते हैं इक्वल टू दैट. और हमारी जमात के अंदर बैक बाइटिंग बहुत है. नाउ दिस इज कॉन्ट्ररी टू क्रिएट पैराडाइज इन लाइफ. ये तो हेल की तरफ ले जाने की बात है. आवर एथिक्स आर एंड शुड बी बेस्ट. Hazrat Imam is speaking repeatedly about ethics of Islam. Hamare ginaan bhare hue hain in cheezon se. So this is the thing, how to create paradise in life. Is mahine ke end mein, on 28th, if I'm not making mistake, I'll be speaking in Darshana Social Hall. The second installment of my lecture which I made, Journey of a Soul, that was Journey from Birth to Death. Now I will speak Journey of a Soul from Death onward. Aur aaj ki ye jo lecture hai, ye uske sath teli hoti hai. Ke humko is duniya mein paradise mile. Maut ke baad to milegi. Lekin we want here. This is my message tonight. Thank you very much. I'm grateful that you very attentively listen to me and I'm ready to give answers to the questions if you have any. Mawla bless you in this world and the next world, and I pray for your families, for your children, for your health, for your iman, for your happiness, for your maintenance and sustenance, and for everything that you wish in your life on the side of spiritual being. Thank you very much. Yani Madad.